Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, Browns lost yesterday. We're not that angry. Some people saying we should be angry.
Boy, Jameis, I'll say this about Jameis. He is not an excuse maker. I hear a lot of quarterbacks, not just Browns guys, all over the NFL, have a litany of excuses. That guy doesn't offer up any excuses. He's like,
no.
That's me. Yeah. Can't believe I did that.
There's no point. He knows. He's been around long enough. There's no point in making an excuse.
But I think that's part of why.
And for a guy who's known to say the right thing, he's saying the right thing.
I think that's also part of, and I don't want to make everything in comparison to former quarterbacks with the Browns. Deshaun Watson just gave you no perspective on anything, whether it was.
He's not a former quarterback. But he's still on the roster.
True. Whether it's in his life, the stuff that was happening to him, or on the football field, you got zero perspective. You got none of the whys. You know, you got none of the how did this happen? What was the problem? What were you seeing? He just rarely gave you that. Maybe sometimes on his podcast he was able to give you a little more, but that was it. He just never had a way to communicate to fans. Baker, granted, he was younger, and I think by all accounts, Baker's come a long way, but you did get a litany of excuses when Baker played poorly.
Yeah, he doesn't do it now.
No,
he doesn't do it now.
He's matured. I think he's come a long way.
I think he took enough of a beating in 2021 and then in Carolina. You know, L.A., he started to come out of it, and now in Tampa, he doesn't need to make excuses because his play. I know he wasn't great on Sunday, but his play backs it up. So, I mean, you're getting a more mature leading Baker Mayfield than you did in Cleveland at that time. But, you know, these are the decisions that we live with, like it or not, whether we support him or we didn't at that time. John Greco joins us now. He's a decision I support, bringing him on. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I don't know why I had to say it like that, but either way. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning to you. Are you mad? There's some people who said, we should be mad. I go, I might be mad on Monday morning because I think that they got another egg in them somewhere, but I don't think that this was an egg last night. I'm not happy that they lost, but... Well, and it is setting a low bar. I am entertained by what they did last night.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm less angry and upset than I typically would after a loss. But I think, you know, there were several records set. My God, it just seems like guys are wide open. And you know, Jameis missed a couple, but Jerry Jeudy had his revenge game. it was the most exciting Browns game I've seen in the last few years. I mean, it was high flying, a ton of yards. And I'm like, man, you know, they have that in them. What, you know, where is this coming from? So, you know, yeah, it sucks the outcome, but I think it was, I'd be a heck of a lot more mad and angry today if it was like Denver won 17-6, and there was the turnovers and they weren't scoring the points and you know, having the big plays. I think a lot of people would feel different about the game. I'm not happy they lost, trust me, but I think the way it all went down, I mean, if you score that many points and, you know, you're giving yourself a chance to win. So I think that's why people have a little bit more patience today, that you just kind of sit back and say, you know, here we are, the turnovers showed up again. And I think everyone's just accepted that that's the reality of what we have at quarterback right now. But at the same time, the guy set a franchise record for pass yards, and David Njoku set a touchdown record, and you just see these things show up. So I think that's maybe why I have a little bit more patience this morning. And maybe it was a Monday night game. It's Tuesday. My internal Browns clock is a little bit off. But yeah, just disappointed on the season, really, Ken and Anthony, and just this small sample size, it was too exciting of a game for me to be sitting here that angry this morning.
John Greco joining us on the show. If you were to grade the Ken Dorsey experience so far, what grade would you give it?
Oh, gosh. I would say B minus, because I'm still a little bit frustrated with the run game. And I don't really know, you know, there was a lot of people, you know, Lisa Salters was asking last night about, you know, where's Nick Chubb? And you know, the run game just looks different to me. And you know, I don't know why that is. I don't know if they're just trying to hold Nick Chubb back. But it just looks different than what we're used to in Cleveland the last few years. But, you know, that passing game sure as hell looked different. So I'm like, okay, you know, if they're not going to be this grinded out powerhouse, lean on you in the run game, but they're going to throw for 500 yards, okay, I'll accept that. But, you know, then there comes the turnovers. But I think the offensive line is starting to play a little bit better. And my God, you had how many different combinations of guys throughout this season. So I think it was tough to give anybody a solid evaluation with the revolving door of tackle, the injuries on the interior. You know, you're losing guys for the season. And they were just trying to find the right combination. So, you know, I've been a little impressed. And Ken Dorsey's not out there turning the ball over. He's just trying to do what he can to put the team in position to, you know, gain yards and score points. And they're doing that as of late. And Jameis is a big part of that. Obviously, the receivers, there's guys last night that were catching passes, that were catching first and second career passes. So you're like, okay, I'm watching this. I'm like, you know, there's some people that are making plays now that I didn't see earlier in the year. So that's why I give them the grade that I do, because the offense looks different. And, you know, that stat that they kept talking about last night, that the Browns, when they score over 18 points, those were the three wins, which is crazy to me. I mean, we were pounding the table. It's like, why can't they score three touchdowns? Why can't they score over 20 points? And the defense was playing so well throughout the season, and they just couldn't get it together. So now that all of a sudden they're this huge, you know, like WWE show where they're scoring at will and guys are running scot-free. So that's kind of my assessment right now on Ken Dorsey. Something is changing, and for whatever reason, whether it's Jameis or you having a lot of the O-linemen come back and healthy, and Jack Conklin's getting his legs back under him now, and the inside three seems to be solidified again, you know, I think you're seeing better offensive line play, and that's why this offense looks the way it does.
John Greco with us on the hotline. So Jameis dropped back 61 times unofficially, but I'm adding up the sacks plus the attempts, and only brought down three times. I thought pass protection was pretty darn good, especially when you're being asked to protect for that period of time over the course of a four-hour football game. What did you see?
Absolutely, and I got to be honest, I've been in games like that, but we're not throwing for 500 yards, and it's not a high scoring like just trading touchdowns. It's because we're down, and the run game is out the window, and we're in you know emergency panic mode and just trying to throw. But I'll tell you this, you're right. Protection has been pretty good. And Jameis, I think we all know this. I know Troy Aikman joked about it last night, but he's more savvy in the pocket, and that comes with experience and just kind of his overall feel. And you know that's just him. Where if something goes awry in the backfield in the pocket, he doesn't panic. He makes one or two steps and is able to just kind of reset and continue.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Just focus downfield. But no, protection has been great, and the middle has been solid, and the guys on the edges have been controlling the depth and allowing Jameis to step into throws. I've been impressed the way they've looked the past few weeks, and it comes back to what I was saying, Jack Conklin being in there and kind of he looks healthy again, and the inside three guys, the two veterans and Ethan Pocic, playing well and solidifying the middle of the pocket. But yeah, I'm with you that when you're throwing that many times is generally not a good thing. But I think that the Browns, they were hitting guys, like I said, wide open, and they were converting first downs and making huge splash plays. So stick with it. And the running game was, they tried to go back to it and try to go back to the well, but it just seemed like it was kind of stagnant. It wasn't going anywhere. And there were times that you'd think they'd break one and kind of, help the pass game by drawing more people into the box, but they just couldn't get it going. So it was just a pass-heavy game. It was working. That's what they had to rely on. But I'm with you. I think it's been – protection's looked pretty clean for the most part, and it's allowing Jameis to have success.
Jameis Winston, John Greco joining us on the show. Jameis Winston, 2025. Are you in, or would you rather draft a quarterback right now?
I'm in. I said this last week. My God, it looks a hell of a lot better than it did, the first couple months of the season, doesn't it? And if you can win with Jameis, he's shown that. Now, he's started, five games, and he's 2-3. Am I correct?
I believe so, yes. Okay, they all run together.
Yeah, so, okay, I get that. They let's say he just started the season, they were going into the sixth week. They'd be 2-3. But, I think he gives you a really good chance to win. And if, my God, if they can have this explosive of an offense and the defense plays like they have overall throughout this season, I think they're going to win some games. And it looks like, they took care of business in the division, and that's the quickest route to the playoffs. If you draft a young guy, we've seen it before, guys, haven't we? You just never know what you're going to get. And Bo Nix last night, he looked terrific at times. And there were some busted coverages and some penalties, but he threw some interceptions as well. And they talked about that stat where, you know, all of his interceptions, or the majority of them, came from when the Broncos were trailing. So, yeah, any quarterback can play with the lead, and if you have a balanced offense. But I just think Jameis, being the veteran, I mean, he's such a unique guy and fun guy to watch and listen to, of course. My God, you never know what he's going to say. But it's authentic, it's genuine, it's him. But, hey, I think fans can live with that. And if he can win some games and the defense is healthy and playing well, and if they can manufacture some running offense and be a little bit more balanced, maybe the turnovers would come down a little bit if you're not asking him to throw 61 times. Why not run him out there? You know, who knows what's going to happen with quarterback next year, if they're going to take a young guy. And obviously Deshaun is still on the roster. But if you told me right now that Jameis was going to be the week one starter in 2025, I'd say, you know, whoever we're playing, I think they got to prepare, because we're going to be an attacking passing offense with hope a little bit of run game, and you got to buckle up on defense. So that's where I'm at.
Well, John, there's a guy I like, and I'd be willing to take him and keep Jameis Winston, to be honest with you. I don't know what I want to do with DTR. I could get to that later on in the show or something like that. Because, you know, some people are like, well, there's no sure things. I was like, well, there's rarely a sure thing. And honestly, John, like, how long have you been retired now?
This is 6 years.
Okay.
Six years.
So you were playing, when you were playing, there was like 10 to 15 guys who had rockets all over the place. And it was very hard to defend them. Offense was going crazy. And now it's like, man, there's like three guys, four guys maybe, that people are really excited about, and everybody else is trying to navigate their way through the woods. I think if we're sitting there, I don't want to just take Jameis because I'm afraid of the unknown in the first round or something like that, because I don't know if we're ever going to – I think it's going to be a while before we reach that level again with these quarterbacks, where these guys come out and they are just, again, like they were when you were playing for the Browns and you were playing for the Giants, and there were these guys every single week that looked like a murderer's row up and down the AFC and NFC.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, if you look at the AFC, let's stick there. You know, Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, he's a veteran. I'm sure he's got a lot left in the tank. But, you know, Lamar Jackson, there's not going to be many guys like him that come out each year, MVP-type caliber players. And obviously Patrick Mahomes. But you look at, you know, Josh Allen, guys that are built the way he is, that can run the way he does, that have the rocket of the arm. You're right, and I don't want to use Jameis as a cop out that I'm nervous to draft a quarterback, because I don't know. There's still, you know, championship games. There's still the playoffs, and you know, we got to go through the combine and all that kind of nonsense to continue to evaluate these quarterbacks that we're picking from. But I'm with you. I just think, you know, let's assume this Browns front office and Kevin Stefanski are here next year. They can't afford another, off-season miss. So they better be damn sure that they pick the right guy. And I don't know who that is right now. You seem to think, like, who do you think that they should take? If let's just assume they take a quarterback.
Oh, quite frankly, I like Cam Ward. I think that, okay. I know he's not 6'4". He's listed at 225, I want to say. So I think he's got pudding. He's either 220 or 225, somewhere in there. So he's got pudding. I think he could withstand the hits. And he's elevated every program he's played for. He's played a lot of college football. And I look at Bo Nix and go, you played a lot of college football. You had to deal with that craziness that was going on at Auburn. Then you went over to Oregon. You've done a good job there. You've elevated programs. I see a lot of the same thing. And I'm going, okay, if the coaching is there, and some people obviously question the coaching here, but if the coaching is there, you could get something out of this young man. I can't guarantee he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler all the time or an All-Pro, but I don't know if anybody can anymore with any of these guys.
Yeah, you're right, and it's just that's why it's such a dice roll taking these quarterbacks early when you have two or three that you're like, I think this guy can fit, and you kind of throw systems out the window, because I'm with you. I look at these guys coming out of college, and can they lead teams, and have they won a lot of games? Have they played a lot of snaps? Have they taken hits? Have they played in big games where, you know, I don't like when a guy never gets touched or is never under pressure, and it's like he just sits in these clean pockets his whole career and delivers it to just better athletes than the opposition. I want to see guys that are taking hits, you know, playing through adversity and then still having the numbers, because that's what they're going to see in the NFL. It's not going to be clean and pretty every week. And when guys come into the NFL and that's all they're used to, I think sometimes the game's too quick for them, and they have to, you know, sit back a year or two and learn and adjust to the speed. But when a guy comes in and he says, hey, I'm used to this. This is nothing I haven't seen before. And I've led multiple offenses, played with multiple coaches, won a ton of games, played in a lot of games. So I'm with you on that.
John, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Guys, it's always fun. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. John Greco joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always fun, as he says.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.